me and my colleagues, we help people to reset their mind. And what we've been working with Sharon is resetting her size and shape. And we're so far successful in that regard. There's spin-off benefits as well in terms of getting used to being relaxed. Really, it's all about relaxing yourself so you become open to positive suggestions.
So is it
hypnosis? Is what I was going to say, because I thought that's what it was all about, but we're not quite right there, are we?
Well, everyone likes to be put into a box, so the box you'd put us in is clinical hypnotism, but we use other techniques as well. And we were talking before we went on air about being told you don't need to smoke or told you don't have a habit. This is generally NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, where you're not hypnotized, but you're still getting suggestions into the brain. So, yeah, whatever you want to call us, that's what we are.
Because there is a misconception when you say hypnotherapy. Everyone always says that, oh, I'm probably going to be turned into a chicken, and there's all these things that go with it. But it's actually what people are using it for now is health benefits, whether they want to stop smoking, lose weight, change their eating habits, change lifestyle habits.
Yeah. And actually much, much more than that. The origins is way, 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 way back. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hypnotism word comes from the god of sleep, Greek god
like
of sleep.
I like the sound of him.
Hypnos, I think it could be a her. I don't know. Maybe it's Nit. But it's one of those gods. And it's not quite sleep. It's not quite awake. So you're somewhere between the two. And in that state, you're open to positive suggestions.
Tapping into the subconscious, I guess.
The subconscious, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the bit that keeps us going. It keeps us breathing, keeps our heart beating.
Definitely a he, according to Mr. Google. It was a he.
Very good. Thanks. All that cleared up.
Yeah. So I think what Rosie was talking about there really was the sort of stuff that you might see at a show or on the TV.
Yes.
And this is not really what we're talking about here. We're not talking about making people cluck like a chicken. If you want to do that, you go into Eurovision. And win, obviously.
And that worked.
It did work, didn't it?
It does work.
Can a person be... is it easy enough to work with people if you're dealing with somebody who's sceptical or against somebody's will, if they really believe that you can't help them change or move towards something?
Then they're right. Mm-hmm. If we can't, if a person's made their mind up that we can't help, they're quite right. We can't help. You know, there's a shutter gone down that prevents us access to the subconscious. So we're not allowed in. So that's probably 10 to 20% of people don't want to be hypnotized, or once hypnotized, don't want to be cured of the problem, want to keep smoking or want to keep the weight on or whatever.
What do you find people most commonly come to you for?
Stress.
Stress.
Stress is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in today's life is full of all sorts of stresses. Some people cope with it very well or bury it. Other people don't. It manifests in all sorts of ways, with smoking, drinking, weight problems, anxiety, all these manifestations. And we just help people to cope with the stress.
So we were saying the misconceptions. When someone comes to your, do we call it a clinic, office?
Yeah, you can call it a clinic. Yeah. You can call it an office. My place.
So when someone comes, we probably think they're going to be lying down in a bed. And you know that old thing you used to do with your older brother, you're feeling sleepy. That
you're waving a pocket watch.
Yes,
in the air
exactly
there,
that.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it's a lot different to that.
Not so much.
No?
Actually, no.
You get the pocket watch.
The base. No, we don't get the progress.
No.
But the basis of getting into hypnotic trance are the induction of the trance,
right?
Which is concentrated focus. Hence the watch or the look into my eyes, not round my eyes, in my eyes.
I'm glad you were
waiting for that.
I wasn't going to say it.
In there before you guys do. So that's the first bit, just to get you into the trance induced. And then the lovely bit, which is the deepening.
Ooh.
Where we start to use your imagination to get deeper and deeper into relaxation.
Right.
Some people resist, you know, and don't do very well. Others just, once you've got used to it, you just succumb to it and say, yeah.
I think that happened to one of your subjects because Sharon is here. And you were quite eloquent last week about how this worked for you quite quickly. But were you quite easy then? It's a sort of
careful
under,
what you're asking her though.
To go under, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know. It was just so lovely to actually relax properly. And with that then...
It was nice to have a sit down.
Working at Bay Radio, it's quite stressful. So is that you? So you felt quite relaxed quite quickly?
Yes.
So Sharon, you wanted to live a healthier and happier life and in turn lose weight and just... go about life in a more positive way.
Yeah, I want to feel better about myself.
So
and there's lots of ways of doing that. It's the sleeping, it's the stressful life, knowing when it's okay to be stressed and when you don't need to be stressed.
So were you a bit of a skeptic before you went to Quentin? Were you scared? Were you anxious?
No, this is where
you'd been before though to someone else, haven't you? And it didn't quite work.
Yeah, I had a bit of a bad experience with
another person
with the questions and the answers that I was expected to give. And what I found with Quentin is it doesn't work that way. It's you have to be fairly open, as in, I want to work on my way, I feel stressed, I want to work on this. But you're not coming out with anything massively personal about what might have happened to you when you were eight, and that's the root cause of why you're now bigger than you should be. Because it's not necessarily that way.
Do you find it sounds almost like that's kind of like a counselling session. It's almost like you get into some hypnotherapists get into the root of the problem. Ooh. In that way. No.
A lot of head shaking going on here.
A lot of head shaking.
No, the thing that Karen came across when she went to this hypnotherapist, he was pressurising her. I assume it's more of a much more relaxed environment. Which
sounds like the power of suggestion as well, really. It's like you know what it is that somebody wants to achieve, and you find the channels or the ways to help people achieve that.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time, we probably an hour or more talking to Sharon outside of hypnosis, finding out about Sharon, what Sharon wants to do, what things are good, what things are bad, what she likes, what she doesn't like. So we've got a picture, and then all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. All a good hypnotherapist can do is enable you to go into this beautiful hypnotic trance, which is a lovely place to be. And then when you're there, we make suggestions to help yourself. So a good hypnotherapist doesn't want to know what your problems are, what your personal issues are. We don't need to know. As long as you know, you fix it inside your own mind, the world's happy. And I don't know your secrets. I don't want to know your secrets either.
When people have gone through the therapy, do they remember what do they speak during it? Do they remember what's gone on? Is it?
Yeah, we talk to each other. We have a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Because you see that, don't you, on the shows and
totally conscious.
Yeah, you see that you're back in the room and
so
you don't
know. So you're not completely
it.
Under not knowing or realising.
You're completely aware of what's going on. You're just so very relaxed.
All right, excellent. I'm getting more and more interested.
We think we might have a go at this when we come back. Well, I might. Cal's not so keen, are you?
I need to control something. I don't think I can.
He's been trying for years.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more. Quentin is here from Reset. 5:30 on Bay. Quentin is with us from Reset. We were talking last week about how our sales manager is going great guns with Sharon, looking at helping her curb various aspects of her life. And Rosie's got a few things that she might like to curb.
Well, we've had a question actually from one of the listeners, and he's actually looking to gain weight, and he wanted to know if he could use your services to do such.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Is it the similar sort of methods you use?
It's almost exactly the same, because we're saying to the subconscious to go back to how you should be. So it's a reset. So if the person can't eat, they're losing their signals that they're hungry and not using them properly. So we reinstall those as well.
Yeah,
so they should eat better.
When Sharon first started this, she said it was going to be like she had the impression she had a gastric band. It was like a hypnogastric band. Is that correct?
Well, we haven't got round to that yet, and we can do that. I don't think Sharon needs it. Sharon's quite slim and
she's rather slender, isn't she?
It's great because we're talking about her now and she can't really speak because she's doing the Facebook Live thing.
That's a bit unfair,
really, isn't it? A bit unfair. No, for extreme cases, and Sharon's certainly not an extreme case, then we can do a virtual gastric band. And because the subconscious doesn't really know the difference between reality and fake, then we do an operation.
So,
with the right smells and sounds and noises and all that stuff, and at the end of it, one believes one has had a gastric band operation.
Really? That's how exact.
Really?
Wow.
Are you up for that, Cal? You don't really need one, do you?
I think the price.
We don't do it for the sake of it.
No, not for kicks.
I think the prices of my favourite beer at the moment are kind of doing it for me anyway.
Okay, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I was talking off air, and I was saying that what I'd like to be hypnotised or treated for is that I struggle, believe it or not, I struggle to concentrate. So I'm that annoying person that I'll pop a film on and 20 minutes, I'm probably being generous there, I've lost interest, I'm on my phone. I'm on my phone, I'm texting, or even with work, I'm thinking about the next thing before I've thought for the thing before it. Is that a common thing? I suppose, is it stress, or is it just that...
Rosie, shut up, let the man answer.
well, I can get a word in. Most people suffer from somewhere or another of lack of concentration. It's quite normal, and yeah, we can work on that. What's going to be interesting with you is to actually get you to a relaxed state to start off with.
I find it hard to relax. Yeah,
and again, most people do, but when you get there, it's lovely. I mean, we've had people in the hypnotist chair who haven't been relaxed for a long time, and as they relax, you see a little tear might roll down their cheek.
Really?
As suddenly they're finally. And you've reached this place of wonderful relaxation.
Yeah, I want to cry on air. This could be emotional, guys.
No, but it's good emotion.
Yes.
It's finally you've got there. Oh, you know.
It's like your body breathing a sigh of relief.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. I reckon I'm into this.
Right. Well, how would you go about that? How would you start that process?
Well, first of all, we would have had a chat for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
And generally that would calm me down anyway, because I'm a very calming
You're
sort
having
of
that
person.
Effect on me, Quentin,
yes.
Already. Yes.
Other people say it's boring. No, but actually it's a calming effect.
Do work with Carl one day a week. Right.
I knew that was coming.
That's harsh. That's harsh, isn't it? But we'd get you to concentrate your focus really closely. Back to this focus on my eyes, not round my eyes, on my
boom,
eyes.
He said it
or
again.
Or it could be, I'm getting in there before you do, or it could be the swinging watch. With Sharon, I think we're using a spot on the wall.
Okay.
So we just get you to... So try and shut down your focus to
on
something
a certain
quite
thing.
Real.
Okay.
So just you focus on that spot on the wall and not look at anything else.
Okay.
And really watch and focus on it.
Okay.
And look at its size.
Okay.
And its shape.
I've got my glasses on.
And its colour. And just keep on focusing on it. And when you stop laughing...
I'm not going buzz-eyed. That's
then
what I'm worried about.
You might find that your eyes start to get a bit heavy. You are blinking a bit now, actually.
Yeah, they are a little.
See, and that was quite quick, wasn't it? Mm. And after a while, we just watch your eyes, and they blink more and more. And eventually we say to you, then you can close your eyes when you're ready. Still see if you can see that spot in your mind's eye, but with your eyes closed. If you can't see it, it doesn't matter. But if you can see it, just try and picture it's there.
My mouth feels a bit twitchy.
Your mouth?
Mm, what's that mean?
No idea.
It's not used to being
quiet. Not used to being quiet.
I mean, she wants to speak. Yeah.
Probably got something to say. But the idea is you're supposed to
be relaxed, guys.
You're supposed to be getting more relaxed. And literally get you just more and more relaxed. And you listen to the warm, comforting sound of my voice. And any other sound you hear is just not important anymore. That you just relax on this spot that you can see there. And now you can open your eyes again.
Oh.
And look at the spot.
Oh, the spot. Oh, yeah.
My foot's already somewhere else. See, that's it. You've forgotten about the spot.
I think we might need a bit longer.
Actually, Quentin...
I think you've got your work cut out.
That's Quentin.
Yes, you did say, Quentin, under normal circumstances, that would take probably 30 minutes or so. Yeah,
I mean, some people... I'm in and out of hypnosis all the time. Actually, we all are all day. But... so it's very easy for me to go in. 2 minutes, I'm gone. I'm anybody.
How do you get yourself back out, though, if you do it yourself?
I talk myself out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... So... Because you are in control.
Once I've been through therapy, then Sharon, of course, she will be able to self-hypnotise then.
We will teach Sharon how to self-hypnotise.
You need to teach me that one for when he's doing the weather.
Lots of different things you can help people with, Quentin. You mentioned smoking, weight loss, all of the usual sort of scenarios that people are troubled with their day-to-day lives, and especially stress. And how do people get in touch with you if they would like to talk to you about how you might be able to help them?
The easiest thing to do is to go to the website and have a look around.
So that is the resetmindandbody.com.
Yep. And or you can email me at hello@resetmindandbody.com.